This is Rocket Radio at rocketradio.net, serving the universe.
Hey, surfer dudes and dudettes, it's Minnie Rogers here with another Surf Rock special. After all the good vibes we got back for the last show, I thought, hey, why not do another one? And here it is. We have songs from the Beach Boys, Santo and Johnny, Dick Dale and the Deltones, plus Jan and Dean and many others. Coming up, we have three tunes back to back for you. So let's ride the waves and away we go.
Bust in some surfboards with three songs back to back.
Come on, baby, let's rock.
How much you, Daddy-O?
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California. A bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, surfing USA. You'll catch him surfing at
Nell, inside, outside USA.
Ventura County line,
inside, outside USA.
Santa Cruz and
Trinidad, inside, outside USA.
Australia and Caribbean,
inside, outside USA.
All over Manhattan,
inside, outside USA.
And down Bohemian Way,
inside, outside.
Everybody's gone surfing. USA.
And Anchor Beach and Fall,
inside, outside USA. Pacific Palisade,
inside, outside USA.
San Onofre and Sun,
inside, outside USA.
Redondo Beach and LA,
inside, outside USA.
All over the Hawaii,
inside, outside USA.
At Waimea Bay,
inside, outside.
Everybody's gone surfing
USA.
We'll be right back.
Carpenter, why don't you
grab your board and go sidewalk surfing with me?
So get your girl and take her tandem down the street. Sidewalk's cracked, you better pull out quick. Why don't you
grab your board and go sidewalk surfing with me? Grab your board and go sidewalk surfing with me. Grab your board and go sidewalk surfing with me. Grab your board and go sidewalk surfing with me.
Well, how was that for starters? First you heard Surfing USA by the Beach Boys, first recorded and released as a single on March 4th, 63, then appeared as the title track to their album Surfing USA. Billboard ranked it as the number 2 song of that year. It really sums up that California sound. It's also part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 Songs That Shape Rock and Roll list. I must tell you this, I'm actually going to see Mr. Wilson perform live in the UK, and I can't wait. Next up, we heard Mr. Eliminator by Dick Dale and the Deltones from 64. And last but not least, a favourite of our very own Jackie Bond, Jan and Dean with Sidewalk Surfing. This too was written by Brian Wilson and Roger Christian. The song was recorded as a single and then appeared on the 64 album Ride the Wild Surf. Another 3 gems for you. Wax down those boards and let's check out the surf scene.
Catching a wave with Minnie Rogers on Rocket Radio.
first track was The Safaris and Surf Scene from the album The Safaris Play from 1963. Next was The Ventures with Opus Twist from 62 on Dalton Records from their fifth studio album, Twist with the Ventures, which stayed in the album charts for 29 weeks. And finally, Shanghaied by The Wailers, also known as The Fabulous Wailers. Next up is one from the Beach Boys. I could listen to them all summer long.
Rocket Radio, always rocking 24/7.
Sitting in my car outside your place.
Pretty little flower bed of white. my car keys.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock car.
And everybody's saying that there's nobody meaner than the little old lady from Pasadena. She drives me fast and she drives me hard.
She's the terror of Colorado Boulevard. If you see her on the street, don't try to choose her.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
You might drive a goer, but you'll never lose her.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Well, she's gonna get a ticket now, sooner or later, 'cause she can't keep her foot off the accelerator.
And everybody's saying that there's nobody meaner than the little old lady from Pasadena.
Terror of Colorado Boulevard.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
The guy's got the racer from miles around, but she'll give him a lick and she'll shut him down.
Saying that there's nobody meaner than the little old lady from Pasadena. She drives real fast and she drives real hard.
She's the terror of Colorado Boulevard.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena. Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
That was another three in a row. First was the Beach Boys and All Summer Long from the album of the same name. I really love this tune. It was featured in the end credits of the 1973 movie American Graffiti. Although the film is set in the summer of 62, 2 years before the song was released. After that was Dick Dale and the Deltones with Riders in the Sky, 1963. Another classic gem, Little Old Lady from Pasadena by Jan and Dean. The song reached number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 64 and number 1 on Canada's RPM chart. Jan and Dean reworked the lyrics from this tune in 67, renaming the track Tijuana, and released it as a single that same year. It was also released on their 2010 album Carnival of Sound.
Do you remember the golden age of Top 40 radio when you would tune to your local AM station to hear your favorite DJ?
Hi, everybody. This is Alan Freed.
71 WABC degrees. Let's twist right now with a peppermint twist. Mr. Joey D and the Starlight is doing it for you right here in your Dan Ingram Flangram. How you, Key Wasabi?
A-Y-A, San Francisco.
This is Mitchell Tillade. With a bossa by the Megatons. It made the swing in 60 this week. Let's do the shimmy, shimmy walk now. Come on, everybody.
That's number 13 this week at Quixie Series. I'm employed by Mitch Ryder, the Detroit Wheels, and the Jackson Armstrong Show. It's your leader, honey, moving and grooving with you.
Here's a chance to relive those golden days of Top 40 Radio and at the same time help Rocket Radio pay for our broadband and licensing fees. Please visit the Rocket Radio launching pad, and for your modest donation, you can help yourself to a piece of history by acquiring some air checks. Those are actual off-the-air broadcasts from the 50s, 60s, and 70s from your favorite radio stations and DJs, or you can even acquire some Rocket Radio programs from your favorite jocks here at the Rocket. Simply click on the link that you'll find near the top of the left side banner on the homepage at rocketradio.net and visit the Rocket Radio launching pad. You can get there from our Facebook page. Help us out, won't you?
Rocket Radio.
Golly gosh, that was great. Another three great tracks on their way, starting with the Safaris.
Get your toes on the nose for these next top tunes.
First was The Safaris with Green Onions. Described as one of the most popular instrumental rock and roll songs ever, classic 12-bar blues with that rippling Hammond organ line by Booker T. Jones that he wrote when he was just 17. After that was The Ventures with The Switch from the band's debut album Walk Don't Run on Dalton Records in December 1960. It became a big seller, peaking at number 11 on the Billboard charts and earning The Ventures a gold record, their first of three for over 500,000 copies sold. And last of those three was The Wailers again, and a song called Tall Cool One.
Rocket Radio.
Next up, here's the Beach Boys.
Hanging 10 on Rocket Radio with the Surf Rock Special.
She's a cute little thing and I love her, oh yes I do. Rogers. Yeah, she's a cute little thing and I love her. Gee, I do. I'm gonna get my gun and shoot at you. Yeah. Well, Jesse girl, come on. Jesse girl, well, come on, honey. Yeah. Well, her name is Jesse.
Just heard the Beach Boys starting us off with Honky Tonk from 1963. After that was Burt Whedon with Ginchy, which reached the UK charts at number 35 back in 61. And lastly, Dick Dale and the Deltones with Jessie Pearl from 62.
Hold on to your underwear, boys. Here's another rockin' tune.
Here's something from Dwayne Eddy and the Rebels.
Hot Doggin' Classics on the Mimi Rogers Surf Rock Special.
Thank you.
First you heard Duane Eddy and the Rebels with Ramrod from 1956. Then the Marquettes with Surfer Stomp from 62, which reached number 31 and featured on the album of the same name. Followed by the Safaris and Torquay from 63, a cover of the original by the Fireballs.
Rocket Radio is your original oldies station for the best early rock and roll.
Our new playlist explores little-known singles from the past.
Catch up on some great music from the first decade of rock and roll here on the Internet's best oldies address, rocketradio.net.
Here's the Beach Boys now with a cover of Louie Louie.
It's time to wax down your big guns and listen to this.
Radio, where rock and roll is always on top.
We'll be right back.
Rogers stomp. 1, 2, 3, 4.
First of all was the Beach Boys with Louie Louie. Best known for the 1963 version by the Kingsmen, it was written by Richard Berry in 55. It tells the story of a Jamaican sailor returning to the island to see his lady love.
Aww.
Then you heard Boots Brown and his Blockbusters and Cerveza from 1958, released on RCA Records. Followed by Bruce Johnston with Do the Surfer Stomp from 62. Bruce is known as having been a member of the Beach Boys, but did you know he's also worked with the Gamblers, Pink Floyd and Elton John? He joined the Beach Boys in 65 for live performances, standing in for Brian Wilson.
Hey there, worldwide oldies lovers. This is Bill Green, your host for Rock and Roll Retrospective here on Rocket Radio. And if you're not a member of our listeners club, well, what are you waiting for? As a member, you'll get a weekly email with information on the great programs that have been uploaded during the past week. You'll also get details on the happenings here at the Rocket, along with links to some great music sites. Of course, it's free, and we promise that you won't get spammed. So come on board. Sign up and become an official member of the premier internet-only station, Rocket Radio.
Keep on rocking, cats.
Now here's a little something from Richie Valens.
Pull up your baggies and let's go surfing.
Yo no soy maniñero de pago.
So from the top there, you heard La Bamba by Ritchie Valens from 58. A track I'm sure you're all more than familiar with, covered many times, notably by Los Lobos, from the 1987 movie La Bamba, which reached number one in the US and UK singles charts. Next was The Rumblers and Boss. This track hit the American charts in February 63. The word used by the surfing community to describe anything cool was adopted by teenagers across the nation. Then you heard The Safaris with Wiggle Wobble from 63 on Dot Records. That's a cover of the original by Les Cooper.
Rocket Radio.
And now for our last three of the show, back to back. Let's go!
Jackie Bond's Gone Surfing with Minnie Rogers on the decks.
Boy, I love this one.
You
first was The Beach Boys and Surfer Girl from 1963. Surfer Girl was their third studio album and reached number 7 in the US, staying in the charts for 56 weeks. This was the first album by The Beach Boys where Brian Wilson was given full production credit, which continued for the next few years. Next you heard The Shadows and Man of Mystery, written by Maurice Cohen. Last of the three was The Surfman and El Toro, from 1962 on Titan Records. Well, we've come to an end again, listeners. It's been a pleasure sharing these tracks with you and hanging out at the Surf Shack, but it's now time to go. So thanks for having me, and thanks to all at Rocket Radio. Enjoy the rest of the sunshine wherever you are, and I hope to be back on the decks again real soon. Oh, one last thing. Happy birthday to Rocket Radio, which is now 21 years old. And here's to the next 21 years. Cheers. I'll leave you now with the final song of the show. It's by Santo and Johnny, two brothers from New York, best known for Sleepwalk. Here is another classic from 1960 called Teardrop. Until next time, bye for now.
Radio.
The station with the best music.
I love the music.
Best music.